on Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah, and before we see Tosfos, let's just end the. We have here a machlokes. After you are mamed it, b'yad apokropos, nispakach hacheresh, nishtapa hashoite behigdol hakotn, chozer letamusoi, divrei rameya. It wasn't the reshus of the apokropos, and then it went back to the original bailim, chozer letamusoi, divrei rameya, rabbi yosi aymer, arei hu becheskosai. So Rashi says, Chozal letamusoi, the Kosovo, Rishus Mishane, Muid, Sheyotso, Mershuse, Benichnas, Liad Baile Machirim, Rishus Mishane es Din Hadaosoi. So that means, even though by the Apotropos it was a Muid already, there's no Gosholish Pomim, when it goes back to the Yisayimim, it again has a din of a tam. I'd like just to mention, I saw that Dvar Yaakov brings down from the Meiri. The Meiri says, the svara of Rishus Mishane, Shayidei Yitzia Mirshus Lushus, Nishtane mazloi vetivoi shalasher. That means the anhoge, the teva of a sher, is dependent who it belongs to. We had mentioned, I think, once to Nachlas Yaakov in Parshas Vayeshev. Nachlas Yaakov says that what the chamor of Rapinchas ben Yoel was amur de gegerotne chamor was nizer and demai. So he says, this was because he belonged to Rapinchas ben Yoel. It wasn't a psa gerot mechamer, a gungul from a psa tzadik yisayid oilom. But because he belonged to Rapinchas ben Yoel, the kedusha of Rapinchas ben Yoel was nispashit al rechushoi. So, a chamer Rapinchas ben Yoel looked the way that chamer looked. And therefore he says, when Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef, Eshloim Achecha v'Eshloim Hatzayim. So he says, Yaakov Avinu really was not to his interest to know was Tutzach with the Tzayim, but wasn't, he didn't have to send Yosef for that. But he wanted to know Eshloim Achecha, he wanted to know the Ruchnius of the Shvatim, how they're doing. So sometimes one cannot see the matzav haruchni. He says, look at the shleim atzayin. You look at the tzayin. And from the tzayin we'll know the shleim achecha. Al koponim, so this meiri seems similar to the nachlas yakev. Shedei yitziye mershus lushus nishtanem mazloi vetivoi shalashe. So we start from scratch by each new bailam. I said that Vayakov is on a very gishmake kasha, and we just mentioned the kasha. Yes, the kasha, according to Rabbi Kiva, yuchlat hashoer. So how is it possible to ever have a muet? Because after the first negiche, so the nizik has half of the shoer. The second negiche, so there's another bailam that has a bailus in the shoer. By each negiche, the bailus changed. So how could you ever be mitzar of this to get a mu'ud? This kashi brings from the Gedolei Achrayim. Now let us see Tosfos. Ein mamiden apotropos letam ligvois migufay. And not mamiden apotropos letam ligvois migufay. Teimo matam the ein mamiden. What is the reason that ain mamidin apotropos letam ligvois migufay? Dein Leume am Bishum, dein Besen, niskoken, alle lenachosim, she yesh lamachayis. You can't say that we're speaking about Yisaimim, and Besdin is only goive from Karkoitz, kedisa beperikame gabi shove kese bukmi biyasmi, loidomi klau, the hosa mairi bezikei bechayei ha'o, mishum de metalte de yasmi lo mishtabdi le balchot. The Gemara and Daf Yudalda Med Beis is speaking about a different situation legamri. It is speaking about that the father was mazik. Now the father died, so the karkois become mishubit, so we mon from the yisaimim, the karkois will not mon metaltalim from yisaimim, because metaltli the yasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchayt. But over here, it's speaking about, Tais was understood, it's speaking about, it was not Hizikul Bechayei Ha'ov. It is speaking about that it was Zikul Bechayei Hayasmi. That means the Hezek first started by the Yisaimim. So what is the reason over here? So this is no, so why, what is the reason that you can't be Goyver from the Guf Asher? Why not? We had mentioned by the previous year last week that the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that Rashi Taka learned that the Mishnah is also speaking about a case that Asher was a Tam Bechayei Ha'ov, and the Hezek was Bechayei Ha'ov, and now we want to bring Avis and the Negiche. So we have to bring an apotropis, because a meiden el bifnei abaylim in the ketanim akemandalese. So the reason we don't do this is because metalto the yasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchay. That is how the Pnei Yeshua wants to say pshat in Rashi. Now agav uche, I just like to, on this Pnei Yeshua, I'd like to mention a shtickle ha'ore. There are two reasons that I know of that metaltli the yasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchay. There's a Rashi in Ezer Neshech, and there's a Rashi in Daf Yudal Named Beis in Baba Kama. Rashi in Ezer Neshech says the reason metaltli the yasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchay, because the gather of Shibud is nichsei de inush inon areven lo. When a person lends money, he relies on his nechosim to make sure that the chay will be paid up. So on karkois, there's something but to rely on. He relies on karkois, because the karkois are something which cannot be destroyed, cannot be hidden. So mamele, he relies on the karkois, so the karke is an oriv to pay up the chay. Metaltalim is something that one can never rely on. The loiva can destroy it, he can hide it. So mamele, it never became an oriv. So there's no shibud on metaltalim. So it calls man, the father's alive. He owes me money, he can take away his metaltalim. Neiva fulam aglima dal kaspoi. But the minute the father dies, so what are you going to the Yisaimim? They never borrowed any money. Now you're saying because there was Chalashibut, there never was Chalashibut on Metaltalim, because there's no Smichas Das to be Goyve from Metaltalim, so Metaltalim never became an Olive. That is Rashi in Ezer Neshech. Now, according to that Rashi, I don't understand the Pnei Yeshua, because here we're talking about Asher Tam, that was Mazik Bechaye Yehov, Asher Tam Atayre Shibde Beferish. Don't need the Smichas Das. Don't need the Smichas Das of a Nizik. There was no Ahalvo, and he relied. The Torah was Meshabed. Atam, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Yusham Asher, it's like an apoiteki, the Torah was Meshabed, it finished. It's Meshubed to pay up the Chayiv. So, Lechayre, why, according to that Rashi, I don't understand why here you shouldn't say Metaltli the Yasmi Meshtabli Lebal Chayiv. It is an apoiteki. Napaitki lechayre, that goes over to Yoshim, you can be goyve. That's number one. And Rashi Daf Yudalda Medbei says another mahalach. You can't mun from metaltali the yasmi, because who knows that the yarshin this from the father? Maybe this is their own metaltali. Rashi says it's a different svara. Person can't be going from the metaltali. We can never know who this belonged to. Maybe they purchased it, so this is never, it never belonged to the father. But if he were talking about a sure time that was mazik in the Edim, we bring Edim, then the sure time was mazik b'chaye yobib. The whole deal is, this is nichse yobib she'eziku she'nishtabdu. So I don't understand too clearly why there shouldn't be a din shibud. Abal kaponim, Taisvis b'chlal understood the Mishnah speaking about that it was mazik b'chaye hayisoymim. So it is b'chlal no shaykhis metaltal diyasmi. And the Bnei Yeshua says the Mishnah is also speaking about another case that it was Mazik Bechayov, and for that I need Metal to Diyas. Let's go further. Ve'in loy manami the haino tam mishum de palge niske knose, because chatsi nezik is a knas, v'yasmi lav v'nei knose nino. In yisaymim alav v'nei knose. Knose is bach a punishment, so to punish a godel memele, ktanim lav v'nei knosanino. So memele, so what happened? The share of the yisaimim was mazik, the share of a cheres sheita was mazik. So you can't do, so I would have to be meyed bifnei a godel, I'll be mamed an apotropis to be meyed lefonov. So the whole purpose is to punish the owner. Alganiska knose. Ktanim alav v'nei knosaninu. So that is why there's no need to be mamed in apetropis. So Taisvis asks, if the Rashi but I know, so this pshat, so Taisvis asks, v'lman yom apalganiska mamoynim ikala meymer. I mean, this shayla apalganiska knosam alganiska mamoynim. So machlekes amiroim, we had in the first perek. Now here's a mishnah that ain't amidin apetropis. If the sole reason is because ktanim lav v'nei knosa, so how did the man diyoma that holds palganiska mamoina, how did he learn shat in the mishnah? V'oid afilu b'muet, it says by mood, you are mamid to make it a muet. The Gemara says, if a mu'ed is a tam plus, but the chelik, a tamus remains, so the Gemara says that even you made it a mu'ed, you were mamed apotropis, but the tzad tamus will remain. So if the problem is because of knosa, Avogav dahosam lav knosa aladine. Afilu yehol tzal tamas bimkoyma medes. That is only negeya. That the chelik hatamas she gave him migufay. Not gave him mealiyah. If the gufa share is worth less than chatzi nezek, you only get how much the gufa share is worth. But you can never say a muad is a knas. Afilu yehol tzal tamas bimkoyma medes. Avagav dahosam lav knosa ladine. Vigam ein loima. And now, Taisvis wants to say, really, a posha tetam. Mishum deiu gufe ki mazik pota de pigiyoseiro. When a cotton is mazik, he's pota, a mishna further nachoibu. Kere shayte ve cotton pigiyosam ro. He's not responsible for his actions. So if he's not responsible for his actions, so you'll say he'll be responsible for his share's actions. He's mechuyev to watch his share. So it's very good. Share, shachar, share the cotton is potter because there's no responsibility on these people. Aye, that's a merely ketam. So why do we amamid and apotropis to make it a mu'ed? Well, be mu'ed of the rabbonon, takon ebnei tikkun oilo. And Taisvah says, Muad is taka einachanami, meikaradin, na Muad is also pot. But we have to understand the problem we're putting society into. If we have a shoyer that's going to be a mood by Yisayim, we're going to say, what can we do? The Yosan Ro, but now we have we're not playing around with a small child, which Pigiyoson is not so terrifying. We're speaking about a Shoyer Nakhin that belongs to a small child, which the danger to the society is very great. So Memele Bemuid of the Rabbona Takonim Neitika Noilo. So Taisa really a Muir the Kipshat in the Mishneh, which is Taka Gaval the Kipshat, that's the Mishneh alone. So there's no reason to be mamad apotropis, to be mechayiv asher tam, because there's no reason for it. The mikad in the potter, so why should you create a chiyuv by asher muad? Al tikun olam, they wanted to make sure that be someone that's watching the shir, this will be someone that's responsible for the actions of the shir. So by a muad, they were mamad and apotropis. So Taisa says, the Mishnah is very good, but we'll have a problem with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shaholchu Bailov Limdinas Hayom. The Gemara says, what if the owner of the shir left town, and he went to Medinas Hayom? So what happens with the, he also left over a shir. So we're also mamad and apotropis, but it says, Yevinalei din cheresh. The same halachas that we do by a cheresh, that means that for the first three negiches, will not be mamad and apotropis to pay chatzinezik. Will only be mamad and apotropis to make him a muad with the first three negiches to pay nezik shalom on the fourth negiches. So if the reason is you're not mamed an apotropis ligvois migufa in the first three negiches by a cheresh because mikra din is potter, there's no imminent danger, so that's why we're not mamed apotropis, but by if a person went to Medina Sayom, the mikra din is chayiv, he's responsible for the shayr. So memele, he's responsible for the shir, so memela we should be mamed and apotropis to be mechayiv chatzinezik. V'gam ein loima. And again, Taisa says, maybe I'll tell you another reason. Mishum de mishtalem migufoi. This would be good, the lashon of the Gemara. Emamid na apotropis ligvois letam ligvois migufoi. Ein leime mishum de mishtale migufo ich khoshu khachomem shloyapsit shayra ishu davar mesuyim. That means the father left over a shayr, which is a davar mesuyim, it is a shayr, and if we'll be mamed in apotropos, we're taking away a specific entity from the yoshim. He didn't want to do this, they had a shayr. A shayr has a potential value. Of tours b'kayach sheir, you want to take away a specific entity. I will be muad and mishtalem mikoldovel echoshu. By a muad, there's no specific entity you have to take away. You can take away shavik kesef, money. So memele. So therefore, they were mamad and apotropos. So the lashon gemara will be very meduyek. Eim amid apotropos latam ligvois migufa. He's going to take away a davar mesuyim from the yisaimin. So Taisa says that's not true. Dal Rabbi Shmuel bar Chayiv of Yochelus Luki Bezuzi, there's no not muchach to take away the shayr, according to Rabbi Shmuel Kimim Salik Bezuzi. So Taisa went through a multitude of svaris to explain why we're not mamed and apotropis ligvois migufoi by atam. And Taisus did not come up with a clear reason. V'yesh loima datamu kiven b'chos rachmona alatam shlo yishalem nezek shalem hilkach legabi yasmi choshu alayu. Now, Dachsamer Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. Tosfos is speaking about Meikar Adin. Dachsamer Tosfos remains with the Svore. Asher Shacher Shait Vakodin is Potter Meikar Adin. Because it's Tgiyoson Ro, he's not responsible for his own actions, he's even not responsible for the actions of his shayla. But now Tosfos had a problem. But we see by a muid, we don't call Meikar Adin. There's two sides to the coin. Yeah, Meikar Adin the potter, but we have to think about the society. We have here a shayla, which will not be taken care of, The Ketanim don't take care of it. They're not capable, they're not responsible. And so, by a muid, we said, so listen, we have to give it over to apotropis, to watch it, to take care of it, to be responsible. So, Mamela, that's by a muid. So, Bemison, Tosfos held by Atam, you should also do the same thing. Why by Atam? No. By Atam, no. Three Shvarim will get killed before you do anything. Not three Shvarim. Six Shvarim are going to get killed. Let's forget about it. About three Shvarim for sure. Three Shvarim will get killed before we do anything. Why is this necessary? Why do we have to sacrifice the Shvarim of the Bnei Yair? By the way, get a hold of an apotropis and make sure if there'll be any damages, they should be taken care of. That really bothered Tosfos. You're going Meikar Adin Amud should also be pot. Meikar Adin Amud is also pot because the Ketanim, they're not responsible, they're not capable. But you're not going Meikar Adin by Amud. By Amud you say, but listen, you can't go with the letter of the law. We have to take in consideration the damages which will occur. We have a show without proper shmirah. So by Tam do also the same thing. So Tosfos said, Chazal made a limud from Darkei HaTorah. The Torah said that Tam pays Chatzi Nezek. Now, there are two sides of the coin. There's the Mazik side, and then there's the Nizik side. Looking at the Mazik side, we'll be able to understand very well why he pays Chatzi Nezek. We'll see soon. Yeah, why you pay Chatzi Nezek. But there's the Nizik side. The Nizik Nebuch is being damaged. So Al Kaponim we see. The Torah by Atam, for some reason, was more noite to have Rachmonis on the Mazik than on the Nizik. That means the Nizik suffered, the Mazik is perhaps not too responsible. So who's going to gain from this scenario? The Mazik gains. So the Torah was chos on the Mazik, even though the Nizik is suffering. The Torah was chos on the Mazik. So Chazal followed in the footsteps of the Torah. So Mamela, we have over here Meikar Adin Akotnes Pot. That's not what to talk about. Now we're going to protect the rights of the Nizoikim. That's why we're going to be Mamad Apotropis. But just like the Torah was not so keen to protect the rights of the Nizoikim by Akam, you see, only gets paid Chatzi Nezek. So Chazal followed in the footsteps of the Darkei HaTorah, and they said, if Meikar Adin is potter, so we won't protect the rights of the Nezoikim by Atam, and Mamela, so we won't make an apotropis that, to be Mechayiv, without apotropis, Zamzinochi, we won't make an apotropis to be Mechayiv, Atam Chatzines. Kivin the Chos Rachmon al Atam Shle Yishal Chatzinesik Shalom. Hilkach legabi yasmi choshu alayu. Now, before we go further, the Dvayaka brings down a very interesting horror. He says, this statement that the Torah was lenient by the Mazik, he says, let's discuss this a little bit. There's a shail of yol palganiske mamoina, or palganiske knos. If yol palganiske mamoina,
So we see Taki. Taki holds the share was mazik, and you only have to pay chatzi nezik. Who? Chos rachmone. That Taki is getting away with murder. He's just paying half the damages. And Palgin, he's a mazik. So we see chos rachmone for some reason by a tam. So it's very good. Frekt dvaya. But if you hold Palgin iska knosa, so punfakel. It is Mikadin, he doesn't know a penny. He wasn't responsible to think to Cholim that his shayel would do such a thing. It's something that's Stam Shvon Becheskeshima kind. And the Torah said, no, we're gonna punish you. You're gonna pay Chatzi Nezek. So we see by the Torah canceled him. So the Torah was more machmer than the Iker Adin. So where do you see that chos rachmone abayata? Where do you see such a thing? As affected varyakim. So there are two terutzim on this kasha, one from the Pilpul Charifta and one from the Shita Mekebetzes. One teretz, the Pilpul Charifta says, fine, we see the Torah constantly. The Torah, the chesmen, the constantly, the lintoi l'ture. But in the knas gufe, we see there's rachmones in the knas. We don't find such knosses. Half the hezek. We don't find, there's no such thing as half. You're canceling. We find that by Maitzi Shemra, by Oynes and Mefate and Shloishim Shlap, we don't find that it's half. There's a shir of the knas, kefil dalad vehei. This knosais, we don't find that it's in the knas gufa, we see it's a silver lining in the knas, but it's a knas with rachmim. Stakufa is the chos chachmona. That's what the Pilpul Charifta wants to say. And the Shita Mekebetze says that there's a din of migufoi. That means, even though when we consent, we made it a corporation, we consent, but only the value of the share. You don't have to pay a penny more, whatever you mechuyiv to pay. It's only connected to the value of the share, and not a penny more. So, this is Icha, a kula chos rachmone. So, speaking about the kula of migufa. V'chein, now let's go a little further. Misha holchu bailov l'mdines hayom, kivin she'ein lahem bailim gemurim, a'idei takones bezn, ba'modes apetropis, akilu bei rabono. Now, let's explain this a little bit. The Yelis HaShachar is Mavar, this story, Mishol Chabailov Mdinis Hayom, is not speaking about a person who knew from 10 weeks before he has to go to Mdinis Hayom, and he was told, what's going to be with your shoyr, and he ignored this question, then he went to Mdinis Hayom. That's not the story. The story is a different story in Gans. The story is, that if he had an inkling that he has to go to Medina Sayyam, he would zikha have made a shema to take care of the share. Speaking on the spur of the moment he had a lead, he was unable to do anything. So Nebuch, this person is a rachmonis, I mean, what should he do? But he left over a share that no one's here to take care of. So Memele, so Chazal said that he's similar to a Cheresh to Mekotin. We have to take into consideration his dilemma and his predicament. It's not his fault that, so Memele, so will be Mamed and Apotropis. Apotropis is Mechuyiv to watch it, but Al Kaponim, more than a Cheresh to Mekotin, we won't make it. So just like a cheresh to v'kotn, we were chos, and we said he doesn't have to pay the first three negiches, so here he also doesn't have to pay. That's that. V'chein hamuad nami, b'tzatamis, eim amidin apetropis, that means if it now belongs to, it became a muad by the ktanim. So, kimin de chosach monolei, leman yomet satamis mkaime medish, imein asher shavachatzi nisko, yene mishal mele migufoi. So, memele, so Chazal went with this mahalach, that, When it comes to Tammuz, which again we're speaking about Meikar Adin, the Chereshet V'Katan is Potter. This whole Inyan of Hamodos Apotropos is Lefnim Mishuras Adin, in order to be Chas on the moment of the Nizaykim. So, but on the Tzad Tammuz, which the Torah was Meikel, we were also Meikel, and we said that now let us see the Gemara. Hagufe kashe. The Gemara, we have here two bavis in the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah says, Shel shel cheresh shayte bekotten, shenogach shel shel pikeach potter. Finished. It's potter. If you don't do anything about it, it's potter. Then right afterwards it says, Sher shel cheresh shayte bekotten, shenogach bezen, mamidolam apotropos, mamidolam bifnei apotropos. We do something about it. We mamid apotropos, mamidolam bifnei apotropos. So the Gemara asks, now let's see the Gemara. Oguf akash, amret sheo shecher sheet v'kon shenogach sheo shebekech potter. Alme, heim amidin apetropis letam ligva is miguf. He will not do anything. It's potter. Finish. When the Nezekim come to us, listen, it's a pigios on ro, in Nebuchi is asher. I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it. Heim a seifim. Shel shacher sheit vekon shel nogach bez midlam apotropos umeidin lahem bifnei apotropos alma mamidim lahem apotropos letam ligbeis migufa. So the Gemara understood that's the purpose of the apotropos. Now you'll be made lifnei apotropos and you'll be given migufa. Omar Rove hochiktoni bimhurziku nakchonim. It means if these the shoyer became a hurzik nakhin, mamidim lam apetropis, umayidim lam bifnei apetropis, umashvin elohumuet. If I see that the shoyer is a nakhin, and this is a danger to the community, so then we're mamidim apetropis, umashvin elohumuet, lam bifnei apetropis, umashvin elohumuet, chihoda v'nogach l'shalem me'aliyah. Now, after we become a mu'ed, so now we'll be goyve from the aliyah. The tashlum megufoy, we see the Torah was lenient. Tashlum me'aliyah, there's no leniencies anymore. So me'mela will make it a mu'ed and we'll be goyve me'aliyah. Let's see what Rashi says. Eim amidin apetropis l'sher tam shel cheresh shayt v'kod lias apetropis b'mokim b'ilam. Apetropis is b'mokim ha'b'ilam l'kayim v'huad b'bolov. Like this, you cannot be mekabel eidim b'fnei k'tanim because k'tanim are k'shaloi b'fnei baldin. But if we give the apotropos a position, ki'ilu, they're the bailam of the shir, it seems in the apotropos, it's a very interesting lotion of the Rashbe. Mamidin loy apotropos, v'royin oisoy kebal hashoyr, is like the baal hashoyr, the apotropos is not only it's obligations, but it's Royin Oisei, like he's the Baal Asher. So Rashi says, the Elias HaPetrobus v'mokim b'aylem, l'kayim v'huad b'volov, v'yig v'chatziniskei migufay, we change over, after the Minyan HaPetrobus, he's like the b'aylem, and then we go through all the formalities that occurs with a b'aylem that has a shernak. Al Kaponim, the Reisha says we don't do anything, the Sefer says Minim Apotropos. And what says Hachi Kama? Sher Shachere Shaita Vekotin Shenokru V'hurziku Nakhone. Nakhru does not mean was once Negeir. No, you have to add in a few words of it. V'hurziku Nakhone. we now see that this shayr is a really a serious nakshan. Is then, so we see we're up to troubles. Mamidim lamapetropis, v'loylig v'ischatzi nezik, elo l'shav yemuit, v'chihoda nogach mishalim me'aliyah. So we appoint an apetropis that we will be able to make him a muet through this apetropis, will be made three times with this apetropis, then he'll become a muet and they'll be able to mourn from the aliyah. Alme, let us see Taisvis, mamidin apetropis. The Reisha says potter, the Seifa says mamidin apetropis. Vim taima v'neima dereishik yigoyin shloya apetropis b'shas negich. Effectivis, I have a beautiful teretz on the kasha in the Mishnah's Merdik Meduyik. Shalchere shayte v'kotten shenogach sher shal pikeach pot. I mean, yed asher avachere shayte v'kotten. There was no apetropis. There was no one watching it then. There was no one obligated to watch it. So by this negiche, you potter, what should you do? There's zicha potter, chereshet v'kodn p'giyosan ro. The next bov it says, shereshet chereshet v'kodn shenogach, it was negeach once. Oh, now I see we're in for troubles. So for the second time, now to assure that this should not occur a second time, we're Mohammed and Apotropis, and we'll make sure this will not occur again. Apotropis and Mukhiv to watch it, and could be, we're talking, you're right, we're talking Mohammed Apotropis, Ligvay Tam, Ligvay Megufay Shalta. But that's after a Negiche. But the first Negiche that there was no, the owners were the Ktanim, and there's no responsible Bailam on it, Fashtetzach, the first time you're Potter. But the Mishnah, Vakesa, the Mishnah is telling us a beautiful Seder, the first time you're Potter, and then, we said, but it was Nogach, now we know what to do, and we mamed an apetropis. V'im time of name of the Reishi, k'goin shloyoy apetropis b'shas negiche, and the Sefer is, you'll be goiver by the second negiche. V'yishloim b'to, ha milse de pshiti. What is the first Bava telling us? You have a cotton, you have a share shall cotton that was mazik, and he's potter. If I say it, that's, if a malgufoy potter, I'm a minor leikoshke, you don't need a mishnah for that. So alkochol potter means that we're not mamid in apotropis. That's what the Gemara understood. So Gemara said, yeah, we're not mamid, that's, you're not mamid apotropis, ligvois migufoy, you're mamid apotropis, ligvois mealia. Vimhurziku, so what does that mean? When are we mamid in apotropis? Vimhurziku nakronim. So Tosfos says, "Ein leforesh shenokru sholesh pamim," does not necessarily mean that it does not mean that it shtoys three times. Umamidin apetropes shim yigach revius yishalem nezek sholot. That means there were three negiches by the ktanim, hurzeku nakronim. So now we'll be mamid an apotropis, and we'll tell the apotropis, you know, it was mazik three times, and therefore, and so now we'll become amud by the apotropis, and yigach revius, yishalem nezik sholem. So Taisus says, don't niche liyude ture beinon, if you're liyude ture, not liyude gavre, so there's such a mahalach, that a shirki bin negech three times, and then the bailam is informed, not after each time. After all three times he's informed, you sure was mazik three times, you better watch it, else you pay nezik sholem. So then that could be pshat. There's one malach liyude gavre, that forget that the person has to be warned, and he didn't listen to the warning. One time, two times, and three times, then you pay nezik sholem. So over here, if it was negeach three times by the Yisoymim, and then we're mamed and apetropis, he won't become a mud of Yehod Liyude Gavre. Va'oi da haitane sova rishus mishane kediktoni sefer chosel etamusay. So al koponim, so if we hold rishus mishane, so the negiches b'rishus ha-Yisoymim will never be a sibeh
to be mechayev and negiche b'shus apetropes. That means we'll say it's we formed into the three negiches, and now by the fourth negiche he'll pay. There'll be a tashum of nezek sholem. If you hold reshus meshane, we never. This is a negiche b'shus. Are you saying this is a negiche b'shus apetropes? V'tzarech loyma. The husikul nakronim, know what that means? Rishoyim u'mishtagin ligach. That means not that it necessarily stays three times, but observing the action of this shoyel, we see that it's, that's a husikul nakronim. You see, it's rishoyim u'mishtagin. We won't give it a chance to be nageach three times. But we see, it was negeach once, and I see that whenever another shear passes by, you have to make sure with the iron chains to make sure it does, it's not masik again. We see already that this is already a potential nachin. Not a halachic tikkun nachin, but potential nachin, that's all we need. So memele, so al tikkun ha'olam will be mamad and apotropis. That first we have to make him a mu'ud, so we'll make him a mu'ud, and then al kaponim will gain from the soul inyan of our mother's apotropis, that al kaponim after three negiches, the fourth nizik al kaponim will get paid nezik sholem. Also gaining that we have an apotropis that's watching it, let's hope it never will occur, but al kaponim, that's pshat. Kehida lekamon, the sholei becheskas tam. It's a gemara that a person borrowed a share becheskas tam. The muki kigain shehike by shehu nakhim. It means not, it wasn't a mu'id, but he saw that this tam is a potential nakhim. Then Taisi says, vafilu hurziku nakhonim gimel po'omim. Now, that's what I said that it is speaking about, that hurziku nakhim means it was only negeach once. I'm saying a chiddush, that if you see already that it's a wild shoyel, we're mamed right away an apotropis. But, Taisa says, don't be misled. Afilu, it was negeach three times, abulayayosemu, that she has to be yigach sholish bovim reshus apotropis. I'm just telling you, hulziku nakhonim means that it is not necessary to be a nakhin of three times. But if he was a nakhin of three times, it's also halachically nothing happened yet till he'll become a mu'ud by the apotropis. Zog the Gemara weiter. And after he becomes a mu'ud, chihoda v'nogach l'shalei me'aliyah. Frag the Gemara me'aliyah's man. Now when it's a mu'ud, who's going to pay? Who's going to pay for this hezek? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Me'aliyah Yisayimim. The Yisayimim are going to pay. He says, we have to al kaponim make him into a mu'ud, but the Yisayimim are going to pay. And Rabbi Yossi, Barchanina Amar, Me'aliyah Apotropos. No, the Apotropos is going to pay. So we have a machlokes who's paying. So now the Gemara is a problem. Miyama Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Did Rabbi Yochanan say, that is Hamerdik Echidish, we mamed an apotropis, and now we're going to start, we'll be Yered Lenichsei HaYisayimim, we'll be taking away the Nechosim. But Rabbi Yuda Omar Abasi, Rabbi Yudah Maravasi said, if there is a tviyah on Yisayimim, we will not chepa with Nichsei Yisayimim, wait till they become Gedolim. But Kozman de Ketanim, we will not chepa with them, unless there's a chayv of ribis. And then, L'tayvosam, we better pay up the chayv, or else they won't be left with anything. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan said, there are two cases we are Yoyra the Nichsei Yisayimim. Oyle Shtar Sheyesh Bei Ribis, that's the first case. Oyle Ksubis Isha Meshum Mezoinai.
Ksubis Isha, that means if an Isha wants to, an Isha was married to their father, the father died, now she's manim, she wants the manna Ksubit. So we'll say, listen, these are ktanim now, come back in 10 years when they gdailim, and then you'll man your Ksubit. So Rabbi Yechanan said, we don't do such a thing. Why? Because Kozman, she doesn't get a Ksubit, she has to get mezainis. They have to, Kozman, she's not paid a Ksubit, she's entitled to mezainis. So Memele, let's not be an Eibachochem, and let's give another Ksubit, so we'll be saving them a lot of money, or else, all the money will be taken away from them for mezainis. Al Kaponim, but let's go back to the Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein niskoken l'nichse yisaymin. You're not goyve from nichse yisaymin, only by two cases, shtash yesh pei ribes, or exubesishe, but like this, we're not yoyle l'nichse yisaymin. We don't, the reason we'll see later, but akkona we're not yoyle l'nichse yisaymin. Frek the Gemara, and here Rabbi Yochanan says that Yamamad and Apotropos, and what happens after the Hezek? Yamam from the Yisayim. So how does these two memories of Rabbi Yochanan stem? So the Gemara says, oh, it's a very good kasha. Epoch. Oh, because of this kasha, we have to take a safer kelt. Rabbi Yochanan Oma, my Elias Apotropos, Fakert, he old fakir, omom from the Yisaymen. Rabbi Yisim Bachnina, omom aliyas Yisaymen. Om arove, mishum de kashet, Rabbi Yechen, Rabbi Yechen, and mashus, Rabbi Yisim Bachnina, taichme. How could Rabbi Yisim, there's a cloud, we see everyone knows, and he's kokel and nixta Yisaymen. Rabbi Yudha Maravasi, I mean, everyone knows like that, and him he's saying, well, I have a problem with Rabbi Yechen, and so I'll put the psak, which is very difficult to understand, on Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Dainu Uvanoch Islum Kedidina. Why should he say a halacha, which is seemingly not a skull? Ela lo'ilam le'tepuch umazik shani. So the Gemara says like this, that if there is a chayv, the shailas, should the chayv be paid up now, or let's wait till they become gdolim, so we say. Let's wait till they become gdolim, for whatever the reason is. But over here we're speaking about a tikkun ha'olam over here. Here we're speaking about, we have a wild shoyer, which is damaging the community. So here, al tikkun ha'olam, they said that if there's going to be damages, that it has to be paid up. We have to pay up right away. I'll think an island we pay up right away. Umazik shani. Umazik is different. Oh, so that is the svara of Rabbi Yochanan. So now we'll see something very interesting. Rabbi Yochanan Meil Malias Yisayme, the Amrit Malias Apotropos, if you're man from the Apotropos, Mimni V'loyavdi, if you're gonna get an Apotropos, yeah, you put up a sign, mitzvah gedoyle, to be an Apotropos for a share shall Yisayme, and then, people start offering, oh, who doesn't want to do a mitzvah? And then you tell them, you know, you have to watch the share. No, I'll do that. What? I'll do it. But you know, if a hezek happens, you have to pay. Okay, just like I usually don't get shishi, so my mail, this mitzvah gedayla, I'll pass on to someone else who's real choshev, and we'll find a lot of anovim and not chashuvim to offer to do this mitzvah gedayla. So my mail, so Rabbi Yochanan says, it's necessary, I'll take an oilam to be married in apotropos. But the only way we'll get an apotropos who's really stretching out his neck to watch the share, often, if it was Masik, it seems he didn't do such a good job, but Al Kaponim, he's trying to do a good job. So Memele, we have to make sure that the payment will come from the assignment. So finished. This is a tikkun olam, we have to do this, so So that's why he niskokim lo nisi yisim. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina oma malias apotropis v'choizren v'nefroim min hayisoimim l'chigodli. But that what you're worried about, that the mimni v'loi avdi, no, we tell the apotropsim eventually, that means you just pay now, that the nizik should get paid, and the yisoimim will pay you when they become gedolim. Now let us see Rashi. Ein niskokim bezn l'nichsi yisayimim likvais mehem klum. You will not want anything from yisayimim. Afilu shtar shekosav aviyim. Even the father borrowed money. The karka became mishubit. Kedem beforish time in Meseches Erchim. The yasmi lav b'nei me'eved mitzveninu. Yasmi dektani lav b'nei me'eved mitzveninu. El notar ad gadli umapiklay vigovi. We had there's a Tosfos Harosh in Masechtos Ksubis that explains this thing. Yasmi, if I remember of Rapope, Yasmi lavnei meved mitzvaninu. So the Tosfos Harosh explains as follows. We're speaking about the father borrowed money. The karka became mishubit. B'chayi yop, he borrowed money. Amilva b'shtar, he borrowed money. Now the father died. So he'd ask us, so some month from the shibut, who needs mitzvahs over here? The karka is mishubit to the malva, that's month from the malva. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, Amir dikezach, he says as follows, that the whole din of shibud is nifse the inish inen areven, the nechosim are an orev for the loive. But if the loive is not mechuyev to pay, so there's no din orev. Now, so if this sometimes Rosh Hashim Amor de Kechidish, all the time when a father dies, so the shibud aguf goes over to the yoshim. They're mechuyev to pay the father's loive. Is therefore you can mun from the orev, which is the karkois. But if they are ktanim, so they're lavnei meved mitzvaninu, so you can't mun from an orev. No one owes any money as yet, so you can't mun from the karkois. So that's how Rashi says pshat. They're not mechuyiv, so there's no, you have no right to mun from a karkois, so the shibud is not chal to be goyve, cause man, they're not mechuyiv. Ela noter ad godli. You wait till they grow up. Umapik lai v'govi. Then you mum. Vosem esvin la kamet yuf. There's a lot of kashis that seems we do mum from Yisoyimim. Vosheninu b'shtar sheyesh by ribis. This is latei elas a Yisoyimim. We're gonna sell the kak in order to ensure that there'll be something left over. Alem ken ribis echelas pem. Shalova aviyem migoy beribis. The father borrowed from a guy beribis, tachashin in lehepsit shalahem. Here we're afraid, tachashin in lehepsit shalahem, that they'll lose their karka. Umoichin bezdem in ichsayim, so we sell the karka, poichin ayseichayim. This is letakonas ayseichayim. Mishum izoini, shekoz man, Shaloyitnu la ksuba nizainis mishalahem. So also we have to make sure ksuba gets paid up, the quicker the better. Dainu lekoma the niskokin la nichsa yisayimim. He wouldn't say niskokin la nichsa yisayimim. Mimni vloy of the apetropis. Malias apetropis. Shaloy shamru koroi. V'chayzren v'nefroy min ha-yesoymim l'chi godli di loy mimni v'loy ovni. Now, agavuche, I would just like to, the rehites loshen ha-gemore would seem as follows. Me'ikar ha-din hu is chayiv to pay. So the loshen ha-gemore would seem me'ikar ha-din apotropis is chayiv to pay. He was given over the shoyer. We mentioned the loshen of the Rashbe. It's ki'ilu, he's the Baal HaShoyer.
V'roi noisei kebala asher lahoi v'lefonov l'chayiv es asher. That means this apotropis is like a bailam. Perhaps it's under rabbonim the kebailas, but it's like a baal asher. We see the Gemara even says it's the din of rishus mishan. We in the Mishnah it's the din rishus mishan. It goes out of the rishus of the apotropis into the rishus of the yisayim and became gdolim. That's called rishus mishan. So meikar adin. Apotropos has to pay. But we have a problem. If we're going to go Me'ikar Adin, we'll never end up with an apotropos. So the Shaila is, Livcher HaRab Me'yutai. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, so right away, well, we need an apotropos, and it's a Teyeles. So, we're mamming an apotropos, but the only way that someone will be agreed to become an apotropos if right away, you can have money from the Nichsei Yisayim. So we have to do this. And Rabbi Yosi Bachanina said, no, you'll find an apotropos if we just tell them, we give them a head check, when they'll be Gdolim, we'll take care of you. At the present time, let's not money from the Yisayim. So you'll also find an apotropos. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yechanam, Eilishtar Sheyesh Peiribis. Now, Rashi had said, so asking a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, in his kokel and nichse yisayimim, only by eshtar sheyesh by ribis, and here it, Rabbi Yochanan says, shimon ma'aliyas yisayim, v'im taima. V'taima da'ein is kokin, so there's another time in Elchim, besides the time that Rashi says, mishum dechay shinon litzrori, ki de mafarish rafun b'redev shu b'perik et poshi. That means as follows. Ainiskokim lenichsa yisaimim means as follows. The father died, you have yisaimim ktanim, who are not too well acquainted with the father's geschäften. The father died, a malve comes to them, he has a shtar, I lent your father X amount of money, you have karkois, give it to me. So now, so if we'll be very tamimistic and naive, no, you have a shtar, take the karkin. Who knows, maybe the father also realized that he's close to death, so maybe he gave him a mashkin, or he gave him money, this malva, he gave him money, that if anything happens, money from this money. We don't know anything, nizaktanim. And we're just going to naively take the nitzah yisayimim and give this to this malva without batting an eyelash. So he said, no, let's wait till they'll be gedolim. Let's wait till they become gedolim. Then they'll be able to look through the father's papers, etc. Maybe there was such a thing. But al tzktanim, we won't do anything. We will not do anything. Kozman diktan. That's the reason ain't this kokla nitzah yisayimim. So this is a reason. If the Sibis Achiyuv is because of the father, and we're afraid maybe the father gave a mashkin or paid up, so Memele, ain't this kokun yisayim. So, but what shaykh is, here we're talking about another case over here. We're talking about the father died, we gave over the share to an apotropos, and we gave over the share to an apotropos, and he's watching the share, now there's Achiyuv Tashlumim, he became a Buddha, there's Achiyuv Tashlumim, so Rabbi Yechon says, we mon from the Yisayim. They say, oh, and his kokel and nichse Yisayim. And Shildik, and his kokel and nichse Yisayim is a different case in Gansom. With there, the Sibis Achiev is the father's chayiv, so we're chayiv l'tzvori. Here, there mechuyiv taket, so let's mon from nichse Yisayim. That's how he says kashi. Im teima, what time are they in his kokel and nichse l'tzvori? And before, shafu nabredi vishu beperket poshe. Bosa, beskin yilchese kebosei, that's the top. If their share was massive, Rav said a different reason. Maybe the father mamish paid up. The father paid up, so why didn't he take away the shtar? The malva didn't have the shtar, so he gave him a receipt. So it could be the father has buried someplace this receipt, and therefore we won't pay again till the same will become gedolim. But over here we're speaking about that there's a chiyuv borel mitzad the yisayimim. So what shaykh is it say if they're in the skokil and if they're yisayimim?
Bach lo shech lam, kina ma haba da Rabbi Yosef bach nina toya yida. Yesh lo ima, yesh lo ima, Rabbi Yosef nekoma b'chol inyin ein niskokim. Ein niskokim is an inclusive statement, bein b'milva abo machmas atzmo, u'mishum, de mekabel meide shaloi b'fnei maldin. That means if they are the sibes achiyev, you're not gave from them, because they make a way to shleib if nebaldin, the same make shleib if nebaldin, domi kenuch bagoiz lo basre le kamon, gabich par chamue de Rabbi Yirmiye, it's very interesting mice over there, Rabbi Yirmiye, his father-in-law died, and the house that he left over, Rabbi Yirmiye wanted to take over, was a tiny, he bought the house. And there was a Yosem Cotton living in the house, and he didn't let Rabbi Yirmiye come until he locked the door, and he didn't let Rabbi Yirmiye come and take it. So Rabbi Yirmiye wanted to be Masmim him Ledin. Then he has Adim that he purchased the house. The Gemara says, you're not Mekabel Adis, Shalei Bifnei Baldin, Na Cotton is Shalei Bifon. So Memele, that is the reason why Ein Niskokim. You cannot be mekabel edis on the chiyuv of a cotton because it's shleib b'fon. Yishayim shleib b'fnei baldin domi k'nebuch b'geizel basre. V'afilu b'shtach ha-mekuyim which there's no need of kabbalah seidim ein iskokim yishim shay v'ratzori. But here the Gemara's kasha was, how could you be goyve? How could you be goyve at Shalai Befonov? So, in theoretically, Shalai Befonov. So the Gemara said, Mazik is different. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Vim toim ad aporich, Ashle Rabbi Yosef Bechanin et toye, Tikshim Rabbi Yosef Bechanin, Rabbi Yosef Bechanin, the Gemara could have asked to steer it. Doma bar goyzel basre, Gabi hodam Rabbi Yosef, Vim kam roidu Shalai Befnei Baldin, Koblos minei Rabbi Yosef Bechanin, Kigoyin Shoyechoyle, Baldin was a chayla, yed of chayla, Moshe yed of vachshim leches medina siyam, v'shol chalei v'lei bo, aber bin yinach elei. Bekitzer, Tosis is asking your kasha as follows. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina does not hold this din of ein niskokin, in parentheses, and the reason of ein niskokin, Tosis says, is because they make up from eid of shalei b'fono. So Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina doesn't hold of this halacha, but Taisus, the Gemara should have asked a better kash. Rabbi Yosef Bechanina himself said, there's a din of a mekab made the shalei b'fnei baldin, unless the baldin was sick, or the edim was sick, or the edim have to go to Medina Sayyam, then mekab l'edim shalei b'fnei baldin. But Stama say, we are mekab, we're not mekab l'edim. Yishalei b'di shemu medam, ektanim lo. So Taisus answers, maybe Rabbi Yosef Bechanina held that ktanim are similar to, like the baldin is sick. You don't have ktanim in, you can't wait. So mele, the Gemara helps, maybe that's why you mekabo shalei b'fono. But the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, but we see it's a dove muskim, ain't this kokim l'nichse yisayim. That is pshat, the Gemara's kasha. That if there is a choyv, the shayla is,